नमस्ते सर्वेभ्यः, अस्माकं वर्गं प्रति पुनः स्वागतम्। अद्य सर्वप्रथमं गतवर्गे पाठितेषु अंशेषु प्रश्नाः सन्ति वा कस्यापि? कस्यापि कस्मिन्नपि विषये प्रश्नाः सन्ति वा?
मम प्रश्नः नास्ति।
अस्तु, अन्येषां
प्रश्नः नास्ति महोदय।
प्रश्नः नास्ति,
सर्वं स्पष्टं किल?
स्पष्टं वा सर्वेषामपि? अस्तु, तु महान् सन्तोषः तत् श्रुत्वा। अस्तु, आदौ किञ्चिदिव साहाय्यं कुर्वन्तु मम। कोऽपि पठ् पठति, पठ् इति धातुः किल तत्र, पठ् धातोः
किञ्चित् उपरि स्क्रीन् उपरि करोतु।
किमपि किमपि नास्ति अपि अत्र, पश्यतु, किमपि नास्ति अपि अत्र। कोऽपि पठ् धातोः लोट् रूपाणि वदतु, कोऽपि।
वदामि वा?
चिन्ता नास्ति, वदतु।
पठतु, पठन्त,
पठतु,
पठतु, पठतां, पठन्तु, पठ,
पठन्तु,
पठ, पठतं, पठत, पठानि, पठाव, पठाम।
पठानि,
पठाव, पठाम।
अस्तु, एतानि रूपाणि परिचिताय किल सर्वेषामपि? सर्वे स्मरन्ति किल रूपाणि?
लोट् इस् आल् प्रेसेंट टेंस, राइट?
नो 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 नो, पश्यतु अत्र
भूतकाल।
नो 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 नो,
लोट् इस् आस्किंग समवन टू डू।
भवान् पठतु, त्वं पठ,
प्रेसेंट कंटिन्यूअस, आई थिंक यू डू।
न न, सत्यं, न आज्ञा अस्ति तावदेव, तत्र तत्र आज्ञा अस्ति, केवलम् आज्ञा अस्ति। भवान् पठतु नाम यु आर् आस्किंग समवन टु, ओर् यु आर् आर्डरिंग समवन टु।
ओके, ऐ एम नॉट, ऐ डोंट रिमेंबर इट एज लोट, बट ऐ रिमेंबर इट एज आज्ञा, दैट नेम, सो सॉरी।
भवतु भवतु, किमपि,
इदर ऑर्डरिंग ऑर आस्किंग सीकिंग परमिशन, राइट? फॉर सेल्फ इट इज सीकिंग परमिशन।
सत्यं सत्यं, एतत् सर्वे अपि स्मरन्ति किल रूपाणि? ओके, इफ् यु इफ् यु रिमेम्बर, इफ् एवरीवन रिमेम्बर्स दिस फॉर्म्स, प्लीज टेल मी यस, प्लीज से समथिंग, रिमेम्बर और यू डोंट रिमेम्बर।
या रिमेम्बर, या,
ओके, गुड,
अस्तु,
ओके, गुड। अधुना एवम् अस्ति, तस्मात् अस्तु, इदं तु अत्यन्तम् आवश्यकम् अस्ति अद्य, एवं कुर्मः। अस्तु, चिन्तयन्तु, अद्य शनिवासरः।
कृपया स्लाइड उपरि,
अधुना
दृश्यते वा?
Yeah, we want you to move the slide up. We are seeing only the two lines in Bhutakala.
Maybe drishyate adaha headlines eva drishyate.
Astu tarhi tatra kimasti bhavantam kim drushta pashyanti iti aham na janami kila. Ekanisham aham api kim karomi, ekanisham. Ekanisham. अधुना दृश्यते वा सम्यक् किमपि?
न, एकं वाक्यं दृश्यते
द्वितीया लाइन एव पश्यामि
नो किमस्ति अत्र नाम I'm all I'm doing is I'm just sharing the word document, right?
No, no, no. We are seeing some page document with the Bhutakala hai somewhere in the bottom
PDF.
Of the screen.
That's Bhutakala what PDF. Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. Hang on.
With the red border.
Yeah.
No, no, that's not what I want to show. Okay. Is this clear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it is clear.
Yeah. Adya Shanivasara.
Okay. Adya Shanivasara. अद्य शनिवासरः अस्तु अद्य क्षम्यताम् अद्य अद्य शनिवासरः ह्यः शुक्रवासरः ह्यः शुक्रवासरः
ह्यः श्यः
परह्यः गुरुवासरः अस्तु अद्य ह्यः परह्यः प्रपरह्यः प्रपरह्यः अद्य ह्यः परह्यः प्रपरह्यः बुधवासरः स्पष्टं वा अद्य शनिवासरः ह्यः शुक्रवासरः परह्यः गुरुवासरः प्रपरह्यः बुधवासरः
दैट्स अ चः आर यः हाउ इट स्टार्ट्स विद एच आर सी
हा 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 एच नास्ति बो
एच ओके
यः
इट्स लाइक एच वाई ए एच राइट
सत्यम
ओके थैंक यू
हकार प्लस एवं चिंतन अद्य ह्यः परह्यः प्रपरह्यः तथैव श्वः रविवासरः पुनः तथैव परश्वः किमस्ति
सोमवासरः
परश्वः सो आहत्य कथं भवति अद्य अस्तु श्वः पर पर श्वः प्र पर श्वः तथैव ह्यः पर ह्यः प्र पर
श्वः
ह्यः एतावत् इदं स्पष्टं वा
स्पष्टम्
अस्तु अधुना मम अत्र स्क्रीन् शेर् करोमि अहम् अद्य सोमवासरः अद्य सोमवासरः अस्तु अद्य सोमवासरः ह्यः कः वासरः अद्य सोमवासरः ह्यः रविवासरः
रविवासरः
अद्य मङ्गलवासरः प्रपरह्यः अद्य मङ्गलवासरः प्रपरह्यः कः वासरः
रविवासरः
किं भो प्रपरह्यः
शनिवासरः
शनिवासरः सत्यम् अद्य बुधवासरः प्रपरश्वः कः वासरः
शनिवासरः
शनिवासरः
शनिवासरः प्रपरश्वः शनिवासरः अद्य बुधवासरः प्रपरश्वः शनिवासरः इदं स्पष्टं किल
The word para is something like a superlative, is it? Because we use it in the terms like para devate and all that. So is it
tadapi asti, like... tadapi asti.
Okay.
Astu. Adana evan chinta antu. Astu. Oh, that's bad. किं जातम् अत्र अद्य शनिवासरः अस्ति अद्य शनिवासरः अस्ति अद्य शनिवासरः अस्ति अस्तु ह्यः
शुक्रवासरः
आसीत्
अस्ति आसीत् अस्ति आसीत् बालकौ बालकौ आस्ताम् बालकौ आस्ताम् अवगच्छन्ति वा सर्वे बालकौ अद्य स्तः बालकौ अद्य स्तः बालकौ ह्यः आस्ताम् बालकौ ह्यः आस्ताम् स्पष्टं किल एतावत् तत्र क्लेशो नास्ति मन्ये बालकाः सन्ति बालकाः सन्ति बालकाः ह्यः आसन् बालकाः ह्यः आसन् आहत्य रूपाणि कथं भवति चेत् आसीत् आस्ताम् आसन् आसीत् आस्ताम् आसन् प्रथमपुरुषे एवं भवन्ति रूपाणि
प्रेजेंट टेंस पास्ट टेंस एंड फ्यूचर टेंस दैट्स व्हाट ही इज सेइंग इट
कथं भो नो 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 अनन्तरं किमस्ति अत्र यू
युवां
युवां कोऽपि वदति वा आस्तम् यूयम् आस्त
आस्त
आस्त अहम् आसम् आ सा वा आवाम आसाव क्षम्यताम् असाव क्षम्यताम् असाव आवाम एकनिमिषम् क्षम्यताम् आवाम आस्व आवाम आस्व वयम् आस्म एवं रूपाणि भवन्ति अहम् आसम् आवाम् आस्व वयम् आस्व अत्र किञ्चिदिव लोट्लकाररूपाणि वत् दृश्यन्ते किल सर्वत्र पश्यन्तु अत्र किमस्ति पठताम् अस्ति किल आस्ताम् अस् धातु अस्ति तत्र प्रायः एकनिमिषम् एवं लिखामि अधुना पट् धातोः एवं रीत्या रूपाणि भवन्ति अस्तु पट् धातोः रूपाणि एवं भवन्ति अस्तु आदौ एवं लिखामि अत्र पठतु
पठतां पठन्तु
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 अनन्तरं
पट् पठतं पठत
पठ पठतं
पठत
पठत
पटानि
पटाव पठाम किल अधुना
पठाम आर् पठाम
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 अत्र पश्यन्तु अ प ठत् अ प ठ ताम अ प ठन् अ प ठः अ प ठ तम अपठत अपठाव अपठाम रूपाणि
किं सोरि द फर्स्ट वन इज अप अपटाम सॉरी द फर्स्ट वन
अपठत
ओ नो नो सॉरी द थर्ड लाइन फर्स्ट वन लाइक मीनिंग
अपठम
उत्तम पुरुष अपठतम
अपठम एव अपठम
अपठम ओके फाइन अपठम
अपठम
अपठामि अपठम ओके
सरलाकिन रूपाणि अत्र
सो राइट right hand side the it's the past tense
bhutakal
okay but for the agnya on the left hand side I can understand in English maybe we can say balaka patat balakah patatu meaning third person boy
is reading
give no boy
you read you read asking about you read
asking right so yeah. how would you use for bhutakal for agnya
this is not agnya this is nothing to do with agnya I'm just showing you that you know the forms are very similar to agnya that's it
oh okay thank you okay
I'm just showing that the forms are very very similar to agnya that's it atra pashyantu pathatu asti atra kevalam apathat pathatam apathatam pathantu apathan पठ अपठः पश्यन्तु अत्र पठतम् अपठतं पठत अपठत पठानि अपठं पठाव अपठाव पठाम अपठाम दट्स् इट्
सो द ओन्ली डिफरेंस इज इन पठन्तु दट्स् द ओन्ली थिंग व्हिच इज लुकिंग डिफरेंट एवरीथिंग एल्स इज एग्जैक्टली द सेम
एंड एकवचनम् तु
अत्र
एंड द होल एकवचनम् आल्सो
या अत्र
दट्स या करेक्ट
apatatu patatu
the first one is also different
apatatu
apatatu and apatatu But to remember, maybe it's a little similar. Yeah.
Apatavaha. Here it is patavaha. And here...
No, no. It's not patavaha. Means I am V2 already.
Hmm. Satyam. Satra vartamana kale asti. స్పష్టం వైదం రూపాన్ని సరళాని ఇతి భాతి
కెన్ యు గివ్ us 2 మినిట్స్ లెట్ మీ రైట్ ఇట్ హ గివ్ us 2 మినిట్స్ లెట్ మీ రైట్ ఇట్ సో దట్
దర్శయశమే చింతన అస్తి
ఓకే ఓకే
ఇయర్ మెటీరియల్ డోంట్ వరీ
ఓకే
ఓకే అధన పఠంతు కృపయా ఇతః ఆరంభ आदो कौशल भगिनी कृपया पठतु कृपया
पठतु पठतां पठन्तु
न एकनिमिषम् एकनिमिषम् तत्र मम क्षम्यताम् एकनिमिषम् दृश्यते वा अधुना अद्य कृपया पठतु
अद्य कॉलम वाइज और रो वाइज
एवं एवं गच्छतु चिंता नास्ति कॉलम वाइज गच्छतु
अद्य पठति हसति
केवल तथा न अद्य पठति ह्यः अपठत् एवं
अस्तु अद्य पठति ह्यः अपठत् अद्य हसति ह्यः अहसत् अद्य नृत्यति ह्यः अनृत्यत् अद्य क्रीडति ह्यः अक्रीडत् अद्य मिलति ह्यः अमिलत् अद्य पिबति ह्यः अपिबत् अद्य भवति ह्यः अभवत्
धन्यवादः भगिनी स्पष्टं गत रूपाणि अत्र सर्वाणि
सो क्विक थिंग शेखजी भवति अभवत् हाउ कैन दैट चेंजेस
किमर्थं न
किमर्थं राइट
यत् पठति अपठत् भवति अभवत्
What happened yesterday?
Okay, okay.
Yaha kim abhavat? Gruhe kim abhavat yaha? Spashta vadana?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Anantaram. Ambaji krupaya? Bhavati patatu?
तिष्ठति अद्य तिष्ठति ह्यः अतिष्ठत् अद्य पतति ह्यः अपतत् अद्य पचति ह्यः अपचत् अद्य वसति ह्यः अवसत् अद्य गायति अद्य ह्यः अगायत् अद्य दृश्यति ह्यः अदृश्यत्
दर्शयति
अद्य दर्शयति ह्यः अदर्शयत् अद्य नयति ह्यः अनयत् अद्य चलति ह्यः अचलत् अद्य स्मरति ह्यः अस्मरत्
धन्यवादः एकनिमिषम् पद्मजाजी कृपया भवती पठतु
अद्य गर्जति ह्यः अगर्जत् अद्य जानाति ह्यः अजानात् अद्य शृणोति ह्यः अशृणोत् अद्य करोति ह्यः अकरोत् अद्य पश्यति ह्यः अपश्यत् अद्य लिखति ह्यः अलिखत् अद्य वदति ह्यः अवदत्
धन्यवादः वल्ली वल्ली भगिनी कृपया भवती पठतु
महोदय drishyati and pashyati are the same,
no? No. Darshayati. Pashyati means you seeing. Darshayati means you showing someone else.
Okay.
Darshayati means display, showing something to others. Hmm. Okay.
Adhya pashyati, adhya, hyaha apashyat. Adhya likhati, hyaha alikhat.
Alikhat.
Alikhat. Adhya vadati, hyaha avadat. Adhya dadati, hyaha adadat. Adhya agachati, hyaha agachat. Adhya kshipati, hyaha akshipat. Adhya upavishati, upavishati, hyaha upaveshat. Adhya uttishtati, hyaha uttishtat.
Udatishtat.
Udatishtat.
Atra, obviously, tatra prashna bhavati. Kimartham atra rupani bhinnani.
Yeah.
Atra rupani bhinnani kila? Kimartham evam ritya iti prashna samanyataya bhavati eva. Astu, tannimittam ado kinchit vaktavyam. Gatavarge asmabihi upasargaha iti padam shrutam. Upasargaha. Upasargaha nama kimuktam?
Prefix.
Tavadeva. Kila? Atra pashyantu udaharanaya prapnoti iti kriyapadam asti. Prapnoti. Atra atra praiti upasargaha. Praiti upasargaha. Pra plus apnoti. Apnoti. Pra plus apnoti iti. Adhuna pra plus apnot. Akaraha atragachati. Sarvapratham. Anantram pra plus apnot prapnoti iti bhavati. Yatha. Kimasti agachati iti asti kila? Agachati iti rupam. Okay. When you have agachati, a is upasarga plus gachati. A plus gachati iti rupam kila? You need to write the past tense for this word first. Gachati, which is agachat. Then you write A here. So A plus A is A. So is Agachat will be the form. Is this clear?
It will be same again.
Yeah.
I'll say, okay. Is this clear so far on what you have to do here?
Yeah.
Okay. Tathaiva. Gachati itasti kila. హ్యస్తన గత సప్తాహే పాట కిమస్తి నిర్గచ్చతి అస్తి అస్తు నిర్గచ్చతి నిర్గచ్చతి ఇది పదం అస్తి వాట్ ఇస్ నిర్గచ్చతి మీన్
వెంట్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ద ప్లేస్
టు లీవ్ అత నిర్ ఉపసర్గ అస్తి కిల నిర్ ప్లస్ గచ్చతి So far clear?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what is the past tense for gachati?
Gachat.
Agachat.
Agachat, sorry.
Agachat. So, you say nil plus agachat now.
Nirgachat.
Plus a. Ra. So, niragachat.
Oh, okay.
Clear?
Yes.
When you have an upasarga, first remove the upasarga, put the upasarga aside, write the past tense for the kriyapadam and then do the sandhi there. Is this clear?
Spashtam.
Yeah, spashtam.
So that said, you'll obviously have one other question.
So you remove the upasarga when you said that you remove the upasarga from the bhutkal. I mean the past tense.
No, not remove. Set aside.
Set aside, yeah, that's what I mean. Okay.
Yeah. Don't remove it.
Okay.
Okay. So the question immediately is Uttishtati. Uttishtati, right? Utt
plus ishtati.
Does Pramukayami doesn't work on this app?
It works.
Okay.
Well, you want me to do it? No, this one, no. This is a PDF, right? No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you're having a difficult time. Okay, hang on.
No, you're fine. Thank you.
Let me try to do this, actually.
I was just curious. That's all. Thanks.
No, that's fine. Okay, you can see my screen now, right?
Yeah.
Can you see the Word document now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Uttishtati. I'm not seeing any document. Like a blank screen right now.
Yeah, that's
it's a blank.
Uttishtati is the form. Okay. So, it is Utt plus Tishtati. Good so far?
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be Utt plus, what is the next thing? Utt plus?
Atishtat.
Yes. Utt plus Atishtat. Atishtat. For these ones, like, you know, for the consonants, Tu plus A is not ta. Okay. If I say k plus a, right? Ka, ga, you get the third letter in the varga.
Gatishtat.
No. In here, partata dadhana ta, tha, da. Dha, na. The third letter is
dha. Dha.
So it becomes Uda Tishthat.
Oh, look, the third letter comes into place. Okay.
That's it.
Oh, sorry, I didn't get that. How did we link the third letter here? In which case
that actually happens? There is a Sandhi Karyam. Tu plus A becomes Dha.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. If it is Ka, you get Ga. If
ga.
It is Ka, you get Da. If it is Cha, you get?
Cha, Ja.
Ja. If it is Ta, you get?
Ta, Da.
Da. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Not just, in this case, you just have Akara, right? That's fine. Okay, yeah. Tu plus A. Is the Uda Tishthat becomes the form. The form now is Uda Tishthat. Clear, confused, any questions?
Only exercise can tell.
that's true everywhere. Don't worry. Is this clear on how the form is actually derived?
Yeah.
Now the most important, so we'll this is just introduction today. We need to revisit this topic again next week, so don't worry. Okay, so in Bhutakala we have three variations. Bhutakalaha tredha vibhaktaha asti. Bhutakalaha tredha vibhaktaha asti. Asto. Today, Nano Adya. Yaha, and so on. So forth. Okay. Anything that happened today, Okay. The past, today's past. Like what? Today the time here for me is 5 a.m. Okay. Anything that happened before 5 a.m. Okay. It's called
today at. Okay.
In anything that happened for me before 5 a.m. is called adhyatana bhuta. Adhyatana bhuta means something that is today. The past, today's past. Okay. Anything that happened yesterday and before is called anadhyatana. Okay. Adhyatana bhutakalaha, anadhyatana bhutakalaha, and we have paroksha. So we have three flavors of bhutakala.
Then what is paroksha?
We'll get there.
Okay.
So far adhyatana and anadhyatana is clear, right?
Adhyatana bhutakala. That's today before 5 o'clock for a new example.
Yes. Today's past.
Today's past. And anadhyata bhuta?
Anadhyatana bhuta is anything that happened before today.
That is yesterday.
Yesterday.
I mean anything. Okay.
Yesterday, day before yesterday, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And paroksha.
Paroksha maybe in the past.
No, we'll get there. So far, these two are clear, right? Adhyatana and anadhyatana?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, clear.
Sorry, I had a question. So, adhyatana basically means today, 2 o'clock, today, 3 o'clock in the morning, before 5.
Yes. So, from 12 a.m. today until now, your current time.
Okay, got it.
Any questions so far? Okay. So, what we are learning now is called anadhyatana bhuta. That apathat, all those forms that you saw, which is called, we call it the lung lakara. That is called anadhyatana bhutakalaha. There is adhyatana bhutakala as well. We will not learn those forms now. So, don't worry about it. So, please keep apathat, so on and so forth. Okay, it is not today's patch, but that's fine. Okay, no one, this is called the adhyatana is represented by lung lakara. No one actually does that now. We'll get to that later, but don't worry about it. But for now, we are just learning anadhyatana bhutakala. Okay, and now there is paroksha. Paroksha means something that happens, some anadhyatana past that you haven't seen. Like for example, Gachati. Okay. What is the past for Gachati from what we have learned now?
Agachati.
Agachat.
Agachat.
No, no, Agachat. Agachat.
Agachat.
Agachat.
Agachat. So, Vyakarana Ritya. Vyakarana as in according to grammar. I cannot say Ramaha Vanam Agachat. I can't say that sentence. Because it's paroksha. Did you see Rama going to the vana? Did any of
past?
No.
Did any one of us see? No.
No.
It doesn't have to be way past, you know. Even, you know, like for example, something happened in India. Like I'm here now in US. Something happened in India yesterday before. I just say that something happened. Did I actually witness it personally? No. So we say Ramaha Vanam Jagama Krishnovacha Babhuva Chakara. These are the common words that you see in any stotras or, you know, any Puranas if you read them, or Ramayana, anything. Uvacha Babhuva Jagama Chakara Dadarsha, so on and so forth. All those are litlakara, paroksha lit. This is used, okay, when you have not directly witnessed
it. Same thing. That's opposite is pratyaksha, right? Pratyaksha prasara and paroksha, something which
yes,
is not Okay, not live. Okay.
Pratyaksha and paroksha. Yes, something that you have not directly witnessed. Yes. Paroksha. Okay. We will only be doing anadhyatana bhutakala. Little stuff, you when you read kavyas or puranas, you know, you'll easily find it out. But for now, we're only focusing on anadhyatana bhutakala.
Okay, so it's okay for us to use anadhyatana bhutakala even for things we have not seen, is it?
In today's world, yes, definitely, yes.
Okay, okay. Fine.
Okay, is this clear?
Is there any difference in uvacha and vacha? Because some places they say it is uvacha, Sri Sukha uvacha.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere there is Sri Sukha uvacha.
It different dhatu, that's it.
Okay.
But you said vacha, right?
Vachaha.
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 Vachaha is not a dhatu.
Oh.
I haven't seen Vach because you know no Vachaha is not
because in Bhagavatam it repeatedly comes Sri Sukau Uvachaha.
No,
the
no,
next
Uvacha
one will be Sri Sukau Vachaha.
Vachaha is different, his words, that's it.
Okay. So there is the difference between Uvachaha and Vachaha.
No, Uvacha is a verb. Huh? Vachaha just words. Vachaha kind thing. Vachana. Okay. What does Vachana mean?
Some statement kind of a thing.
Exactly. That's what something that's something very similar actually. Vachaha.
Okay.
So uvachat means sit. Someone said something before. That's what uvachat means, right?
Uvacha. Yes. Actually, is it vacha or vachaha? I think it's only vacha, right? There is no vacha.
Vachaha. Vachaha.
Vachaha. Yeah, not
it is vachaha.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Only vachaha. When it is uvachaha, then it is va.
Yes.
Otherwise, it is vachaha.
Yes. Not vachaha. Yes. Vachaha.
Vachaha.
Basically, the same thing, right? For example, if you say Sanjay uvacha, you are saying uvacha or vacha? Sanjay vachaha.
No. Sanjay uvacha means Sanjaya said something.
Yes.
If you say Sanjay vachaha, it means Sanjaya's words.
Oh, okay. 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 Got it now. Okay.
Clear?
Clear.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Okay, so in this case, it should be Sanjaya Uvachat or Uvacha.
No,
because
Uvacha.
He said
Uvacha.
Uvacha.
That's it, Uvacha. Those forms are very, very different.
Okay, fine. Yeah, then we'll not get there yet.
Okay. So because you know we have three different forms. You know, we have Anadhyatana Bhutakalaha, we have Anadhyatana Bhutakalaha, we have Litlakara or Paroksha. Okay. We oftentimes get away by saying instead of saha agachat, we say saha gatavan. So what is the difference? Saha agachat, saha gatavan. Etayoho bhedaha kutra asti. Saha gatavan iti padam asti, yad gatavan iti padam. Gatavan iti padam, kriya padam nasti. Nama padam asti. Nama padam asti.
Nama padam martha.
Nama
padam. Like Ramaha.
It's a noun.
It's a noun.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
So Ramaha gatava nama kahardaha. Ramaha is the person that went. The person who went is called gatavan.
Ah, one who went. Okay. Fine.
One who went.
Okay.
Villina vadu, right?
So in, yeah, I can, if please, you know, if you know Tamil, please try to translate that into Tamil. So Ramaha Gatavan in Telugu would mean Ramudu Vellina Vadu Ayi Unnadu.
Got it. Okay.
So in Tamil it will be Ponavan.
Correct. Sendravan Ponavan, like that. Sendravan Tirumbi Vandhan, like that if you say. The one who went came back. Something like
Mahodaya, is Gatavan Paroksha or is it Anadhyatana?
That doesn't matter. That's the whole point.
Gatavan padam upayujyate chet आसीत् इति उपयोगम् अपि आवश्यकं वा?
न न आवश्यकमेव. रामः ओके रामः गतवान् रामः गतवान् अस्ति रामः गतवान् आसीत्
but it means that we need not add the kriya padam as
you need yes you don't have to add the kriya padam there at all.
So the answer to is this paroksha or pratyaksha, the answer is it's it can't categorize like that, yeah, because yeah. It's a noun, it's not a verb.
Yes, you cannot
categorize. Yes.
And this is ekavachanam, right? Gatavan is ekavachanam.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you...
And masculine.
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm. Thank you very much. I forgot to mention that. Thank you very much. This can only be used in linga. It can only be used for pumlinga because it's a noun, right? It has to have a gender. Pumlinga padam va, strilinga padam va. Kashtam asti va etavada? Ekaha
prashna. Gatava litlakaram bhavishyati chet upyogam kartum shakyate va?
कः अर्थः दत्तः नाम प्रश्नः एव न स्पष्टः क्षम्यताम्
गतवान् इति यदा वयं रामायणं सम्भवं वदामः चेत् तत्रापि गतवान् इति उपयोगं कर्तुं शक्यते वा
सो तत् तदानीं किं भवति रामः गतवान् बभूव तावदेव
बभूव इति वक्तुम् आवश्यकम्
न तत् यथा उक्तं पूर्वं गतवान् केवलं नामपदमस्ति केवलं नामपदं तेन तत्र किमपि क्रियापदस्य आवश्यकता एव नास्ति अस्तु यदि वक्तुम् इच्छसि तर्हि रामः गतवान् बभूव किन्तु तेन किमपि न सिद्ध्यति इट्स् यु डोण्ट् ऐ मीन् देयर्स् नो पायिण्ट् इन् आक्चुलि सेयिङ्ग् दट् इन्स्टेड् यु केन् जस्ट् से रामः जगाम
It will be the same for Balavan?
No.
Right?
No. Balavan means he is the person who has Bala.
Yeah.
Like Buddhimana.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with past tense. The forms could be very similar, sure, but it has nothing to do with this one.
Okay.
What is the meaning of Jagama, Mahodaya?
Jagama means agachat, that's it. In lit, that's in paroksha, that's it. Jagama means agachat, past tense. But since you have not directly witnessed it, you say jagama. Okay. Any questions?
No questions, but there are so many different forms. dancing in memory actually.
You just have to look at the forms that we discussed today. That's it. Agachat.
Hmm.
Agachat, agachatam, agachan. Langlakara rupani avashyakani. Tavadeva. And as we have seen before, those forms are very, very similar to the lot rupan.
Hmm.
So should be easy.
Mahoday, you had said that when you add the R to any ka or tha, it becomes the third letter. But I'm unable to apply this rule to upavishyati.
We just did, right?
No, that is udatishtat.
Udatishtat, yes, sir.
Upavishyati?
Upavishyati.
Upavishyati.
Why do you think it happened? Why do you think it is upavishyat there?
Yeah, because avishyat is the root, like meaning upa is the upasarga. So avishyat became avishyat, so it became upavishyati.
Yeah. So.
But it has to be the third letter.
No. So you see my screen here, right?
Word document, yes.
Yes. So upa plus vishyati. Okay. Upa plus vishyati. In here, let's look at the other example. Upp plus atishtat. Is it clear now? Pashyatu. Utt. upa. You already have akara here. Are you guys there?
Yeah.
When you get akara,
yeah, so it becomes a vowel, is it then?
Yeah.
So the rule doesn't apply. Okay.
You already have a a here, right? This what is pu here? Pu plus a. You already have a here, so it becomes upavishat. Here, that is just tu here. That is why it becomes udatishthat.
So when it is a, you get a.
That's it.
That's yes. It. Okay. Only for a, it is a. Okay.
Vishati artha api sitting is it?
Tatra badami aduna. Tatra upasargena kim siddhyati. Upasarganam avashyakataka. Nama kim bhavati. Kadachit arthe parivartam nabhavati. Arthasya parivartam nabhavati. Okay. Vishati. Vishati. Vishati is to enter. Okay.
Vishati. Pravishati. Oh, okay. Pravishati.
Also enter.
Okay.
Upasarga hasti. Kintu arthato samanameva. Tatra bedho nasti. Kadachit arthasya bhedhavati. Bhinna arthavati. Yatha upavishati. Upa plus vishati. Upavishati. Upavishati nama?
Sitting.
To sit.
Kadachit artha bedha bhavati, kadachit artha bedha na bhavati. Okay. Kadachit tatra rupam rupe rupam api bhijyate tadadhana mastu. So like for example, krinati. Krinati iti padamasti. Vi iti upasarge. Okay. Yojite tatra rupam kim bhavati? Vikrinite iti rupam bhavati. Vikrinite. Let's not worry about this for now. Okay, so just think that jinnah, this didn't happen. Okay, just for now, by adding upasargas, there are times you know where the meaning changes. There are times you know where the meaning doesn't change. That's it. That's all you have to remember for now.
Okay.
What are upasargas? In that list that we have discussed last week, you have a list of 21 or 22 upasargas there, right? So those are your upasargas. And only when you have upasargas, you have to do this. Like for example, svikaroti padamasti. Svikaroti. Okay? Svi is not upasarga. Okay, svi is not upasarga. So what will be the past tense for this one? Asvikarot. But we have upakaroti. What does upakaroti mean?
Helping someone.
Huh?
Is it helping someone?
Helping someone. Atra upa iti upasarga hasti kila. Upa plus akarot.
Upakarot.
Upakaroti iti bhavati. Spashtam va?
Spashtam.
Prashnah santi va? Padmaja bhagini?
Nothing now, thank you.
Valli bhagini?
I'm good, Mahadeva.
You good?
Yes.
Okay. Tarhi. PDF Dushyate Vadhana?
Eka hak prashna Mahadeva.
Word doc.
Prashna ka?
Kutra arthe parivartanam bhavati. Kutra upasargasya
Tatha vakta naivashakshite, tatha nasteva. Tatra upasarga nam kimbhavati tatra tesham bhavaha artaha bhavanti. Sarvatra अर्थः बे किमति अर्थः भिज्यते इति वक्तुं नैव शक्यते तत्र क्वचित् भवति क्वचित्
न भिज्यते इति अभ्यासेन एव अवगच्छति
सत्यं तावदेव
महोदय आप्त्वा मीन्स् वाट्
आप्त्वा आप्त्वा नाम आफ्टर् रिसीविङ्ग् समथिङ्ग् आफ्टर् हाविङ्ग् रिसीव्ड्
And samapta means to end.
Oh, apta va. Apta. Tatra apta iti sarvapratam tatra kriyapadam nasti kila tat. Apta iti.
No, we are doing samaptva.
Samaptya, that is. Aptva, that is not apta. Aptva.
Yeah,
aptva. Aptva means having received.
Okay.
So, like prapnoti. Aptva, prap plus apnoti. Prapnot, right? Apnoti becomes aptva. Pra is upasarga there. That is why you have prapya. But if you have samapnoti, sam plus apnoti. Samapnoti, sam. समापयति क्षम्यतां तत्र समापयति समाप्य समाप्नोति नास्ति समापयति
टु फिनिश समथिंग राइट समापयति
यस यस
एंड ऑफ फिनिश
समाप्नोति अपि सन्न समाप्नोति अपि अस्ति क्षम्यतां समाप्नोति अपि अस्ति समाप्नोति नाम टु फिनिश समथिंग तावदेव तदपि अस्ति समाप्य समापय्य एवं रीत्या भवन्ति रूपाणि तत्र
धातु उपयुज्य उद्यापनम् इति अस्ति वा
कः अर्थः तत्र उद्यापनं नाम
इन् तेलुगु उद्यापनं देर् इस् अ वर्ड् इस् इट् नाट्
ओ तथा वा
टु एंड एनी पूजा आर् समथिंग इस्
उद्यापनं
ओके उद्यापनं नाम फिनिशिंग समथिंग तावदेव आमाम्
धातु कः
उद्यापनं उत्तु प्लस् आप्नोति तावदेव उत्तेव तत्रापि प्रश्नाः सन्ति वा
अस्तु समाप्नोति इन् मध्यमपुरुष अण्ड् उत्तमपुरुष विल् बिकम् असमाप्नोसि अण्ड् समाप्नोमि इस् इट् ऐ एम् फिनिशिङ्ग् समथिङ्ग्
नो लैक् ऐ सेड् यु नो दिस् इस् फस्ट् राइट We will discuss in detail about how this will be for, you know, when you have that okara there in the middle. It's a little bit.
Okay.
Astu. Patita krupe, abhavan eva aramam karotu. Idam patitam kila astu purvam astu. Itaha. Saha patat.
Why is the columns switched like third person? Second person is gone to the right side now.
Na tatra kimapi asmin pustake eva masti tavadeva.
Okay.
See, every, like I said, you know, I like look at few different books. I'm just picking the book where they have a lot of examples there. That's it. Okay. Natarajan Mahodaya patatu krupaya.
Yeah. Saha apatat. Aham apatam. Tvam apatah. Saha आगच्छत् अहम् आगच्छम् त्वम् आगच्छः सः अश्रुणोत् अहम् अश्रुणोम् त्वम् अश्रुणोः सः अपश्यत् अहम् अपश्यम् त्वम् अपश्यः सः अपिबत् अहम् अपिभं त्वम् अपिबः सः अगायत् अहम् अगायम् त्वम् अगायः
धन्यवादः महोदय शङ्कर महोदय कृपया पठतु
सारी ऐ लास्ट ट्रैक वेर वी वेर
स्टार्ट फ्रॉम अपृच्छत्
ओके या सः अपृच्छत् अहम् अपृच्छम् त्वम् अपृच्छः सः अददात् अहम् अददाम् त्वम् adadaha saha anyat
anayat
aham an saha anayat aham anayam tvam anayah saha udishtat
udatishtat
aham udishtat udatishtat saha udatishtat aham udatishtam tvam udatishtah saha ajanat aham ajanam tvam ajanah ajanah saha akarot aham akarvam tvam akaroho
ekanisham pashyam tatra aham akaravam iti padam
akaravam
so kathamatra akaravam iti agatam iti agrima vargye aham vadishyami adau evam bhavati iti manasi nidhaya agre sarema astu agre rupaya patatu kopi nandini bhagini patatu kopya
saha akrinat aham akrinam tvam akrinah saha ayachhat aham ayacham tvam ayachah saha abodhat aham abodham tvam abodham
I'm sorry, one question, Shakirji. Bodhayati means teaching, right? Patayati, Bodhayati means teaching. What do I say for learning? The other end of, like we are learning from you, right? What is the word for learning?
Adhite iti padam asti, tatra bhinnam asti padam.
Okay, adhite. I'm sorry, please carry on.
Saha adhavat, aham adhavam. Tvam adhavah. Saha agachat, aham agacham, tvam agachah. Saha prakshalayat, aham prakshalayam, tvam prakshalayah. Saha upavishat, aham upavisham, tvam upavishah. Saha anvabhavat. Saha anvabhavat, aham anvabhavam, tvam anvabhavah.
Patat.
Saha achintayat. Saha achintayat, aham achintayam, tvam achintayah.
Dhanyavadah. Atra punaha. Drishyate va screen? Astu. Atra pashyantu krupaya sarve. Anvabhavam iti asti atra. Drishyate kila? Astu. Astu. Pashyam. Drishyate.
Sorry, pashyam. Okay, sorry.
Punaha, atra kashchana niyamah asti. Prayaha, atra balyakale sandhi iti kashchana vishayah asti. Parichitah eva syat. Do you guys remember sandhis in school? If any, little.
This sandhi.
Yeah, okay. Little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So, sandhi yatra kim bhavati? E plus any vowel is equal to U. U plus any vowel is equal to V. For example, E, T plus Api. You have E and A here. It becomes Itti Api. U plus any vowel. So U plus A becomes Va. U plus U plus E becomes V, so on and so forth. Okay. So for now, let's look at this one. Anu plus Bhavati. Anu plus Bhavati. Anu plus Abhavat. Who plus a becomes va. Anva bhavat. So, yada vayam bhutakala rupani pathamaha, tatra meeni sutrani avashyakani. So, like we saw before, tu plus a or any vowel actually becomes the third letter. And the next sutra that you need is e plus any vowel becomes u. Tathaiva u plus any vowel becomes v. These three are very, very important when you are writing Bhutakala Rupas. Anu gachati. Anu gachati nama kahartaha?
Following someone. He went behind someone. He followed the...
Asya anu gachati padasya Bhutakala Rupam kimsya tadhana?
Anva gachat.
Anva gachat.
Oh, Anva gachat.
Anva gachat. Aparam padamasti. Abhyupa gachati. Abhyupa gachati. Abhyupa gachati nama angi karoti iti artaha. Abhyupa gachati nama angi karoti.
Angi karoti means approve something, is it?
Approve. Accept or approve. Accepting.
Okay.
Evam rita bhavanti. Abhyupagachati padasya bhutakala rupam kim syat? Kopi vadatu prayatnam karotu krupaya. Abhyupagachati iti padamasti.
Abhi plus a upagachati. A plus.
Abhi plus upa plus gachati. Atra upasarga dvayam vartate. Gacchati padasa kimasti rupam agacchat. Abhi plus upa plus agacchat. Pashyatu. Abhi plus upa. E plus u. Abhyupa. E plus u. Yakaraha agataha atra pashyantu. E plus U, yeah. E plus U is U. So, abhyupa agachat. Abhyupa agachat. Abhyupa agachat.
Abhyupagachati ityukte tatra sandhi purumeva asti.
Atta sandhi asatyam. Abhyupa ityata sandhi asti eva.
Yadi bhutakalam likhitavati chet eka savarnadeera sandhi asti eva agachati.
Satyam tavadeva, satyam. Abhyupagachati iti bhavati. You get an additional sandhi here, that's it. You already have sandhi here. But you have, now you have an additional sandhi. Is this clear? Okay, that's a very long silence and it's really very concerning.
It's more grammar, right? So
Kimiti, Padmaja Bhagini. What's the status?
I will try to catch up, yeah.
Say you will catch up, but you know you do fine every week. You're trying to be too modest, so that's the problem. Annesham kagati hi? Ambaji Shankar Mahodaya.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm good.
Good for now, Mahodaya.
Valliji?
I'm okay for now.
You're okay for now? Okay, that's good.
Shantiji, can you go back just a minute for that page which they made right now? So I'm just just one more. Mm-hmm. The one which everybody made right now. Yeah. So here, go to the first line. I wanted to see Sa Apata. I think I just wanted to for my confirmation. ఇన్ తెలుగు ఇసే వాళ్ళు వాళ్ళు చదివారు, నేను చదివాను, నువ్వు చదివావా, ఇస్ దట్ కరెక్ట్?
నువ్వు చదివావా కాదు, నువ్వు చదివావు.
ఓ, నువ్వు చదివావు. ఓకే,
దట్స్ ఇట్. యు ఆర్ నాట్ క్వశ్చనింగ్ హిమ్.
యా యా, ఐ యామ్ నాట్ క్వశ్చనింగ్. యా యా, ఓకే ఓకే, నౌ గాట్ ఇట్. థాంక్ యూ.
అభ్యాసాయ ఏవం అహం రూపాన్ని అత్ర లిఖామి.
एकः प्रश्नः
पृच्छतु.
अभ्युपगच्छत् इत्युक्ते किम्?
अङ्गीकरोति इति उक्तं किल, अप्रूविङ्ग् समथिङ्ग् और् अक्सेप्टिङ्ग् समथिङ्ग्. अस्तु, इदं दृष्ट्वा अधुना कोऽपि कृपया मिलति पदस्य रूपाणि वदन्तु. मिलति
सः अमिलत्, अहम् अमिलं, त्वम् अमिलः,
तौ अमिल अमिलतां, ते अमिलन्, त्वम् अमिलः, युवाम् अमिलतम्, यूयम् अमिलत, अहम् अमिलम्, आवाम् अमिलाव, वयम् अमिलाम.
ओके, ऑल द नाइन फॉर्म्स. ओके,
दिस इज क्लियर, राइट?
आर यू शेयरिंग एनी स्क्रीन विद मिलति?
नो 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 नो, आई एम जस्ट, आई जस्ट रोट द फॉर्म्स हियर एंड आई वांट यू टू लुक एट दीस फॉर्म्स एंड यू नो ट्राई टू say the other forms. That's it.
We can see your screen where you wrote something.
We are seeing a PDF. Yeah.
Ask Bhavat. This is good, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Adhuna prapnoti. Sarve krupaya shunvantu padam prapnoti. ప్రాప్నోతి పదస్య రూపాన్ని కొప్పి వదతు. పద్మజ భగిని ప్రయత్నం కరోతు.
అప్రాప్నోత్, నో, బట్ దిస్ ఇస్ అ ప్రీఫిక్స్, సో ద రూల్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ టుడేస్ లెసన్, రైట్?
సో వాట్, సేమ్ థింగ్, ప్రాప్ ప్లస్
అప్, ఆప్నోతి, ప్రాప్నోతి, సో ఇట్స్ అప్రాప్నోత్.
నో 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 నో, యు సెడ్ ప్రా ప్లస్ ఆప్నోతి, రైట్? వాట్ ఇస్ ద పాస్ట్ టెన్స్ ఫర్ ఆప్నోత్?
అప్రాప్నోత్.
వాట్ ఇస్ ద పాస్ట్ టెన్స్ ఫర్ జస్ట్ ఆప్నోత్? ఆప్నోతి, క్షమతాం,
ఆప్నోతి పాస్ట్ టెన్స్. ఐ హావ్ టు జస్ట్ యాడ్ ఎ అ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్, బట్ దెన్ మేబీ సమ్ లెటర్ గెట్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్డ్.
నో, వై? If the word is apnoti, all you have to do is add I in the beginning, right? It will become apnot.
Okay, so the at the end, the apnoti will, past tense will be apnot.
Apnot, that's it. So what will the pra plus
pra will not come in the past tense?
What is it?
The anusarga, sorry, the anusarga pra won't come in the past tense.
It will be simply no, apnot. Will come. It will come. Okay. Let her first say the past tense for
apnot. Okay.
That's the goal.
Okay. Okay.
Apnoti, it is apnot.
Okay.
And pra later. Pra plus apnot becomes pra apnot. That's it.
So, Mahodaya, pra apnoti, pra is the upasarga. Then it becomes apnoti is the other word. So past tense for apnoti will be apnot. Oh, the thief becomes oath.
No, no. Aapnoti becomes aapnot. That's it.
This is lot lakara.
No, this is la. This is bhutakala rupam, right?
It's not two. It's it.
Aapnot. That's it. Yes, aapnot.
Okay.
So pra plus aapnot becomes praapnot.
So even if we add another a to it, it still becomes.
Yeah, a plus a still becomes a only. Yes. A plus a doesn't change. A plus a is still a. Or some a plus a is still a, not a a. Padmaja Bhagini, you seem very confused or concerned.
So if we have to come up with these bhutakala rupas for prapnoti, it will become the first, it will be saha aprapnot.
That's what I'm saying. It is not aprapnot, it is prapnot only. Why is it prapnot? That is
because,
what I'm...
Because of the prefix. So it's pra plus apnot.
Mm-hmm. So how, where is the difference now? See, okay, you need to...
So when we are adding a letter, a padam with a in the beginning, akaranta, then it will be the same.
No, not like that. No, no, no. Hang on.
A plus a is a.
So prapnoti, right? So it is pra plus apnoti. So far clear?
Yes.
Okay. So it is pra. What is this will become apnot, right?
Yes.
Like patati became apatat. Apnoti will become apnot.
Yeah.
Patati apatat. Apnoti apnot. So it becomes pra plus apnot. These you already have akara here, right? In pra, what is this? Pr plus a, right? Pru, price, pru plus a. Clear?
Yeah, yes.
And you already have apnot here. So this will be pru. This will be pru plus apnot again. Why? A plus I still a.
So Mahadeya, usually if we don't have that a there, we'll add one R, right? So we didn't do that here.
We already added an R, but still, if, so, okay, hang on. A plus A is equal to A.
That's the catch then, okay.
But here it is true, right? It, that means it's U, Ukara.
Where is Ukara?
Third line. Third one. No, not there at the top.
Where is Ukara here?
See, the third one, what is that? Pu plus A within the parenthesis, you know, Apanot.
No, this is Akara, right?
That is Akara, before that.
It's Pru, that's it, not Pru. It's Pru.
Pru, not Pru.
This you can't break that.
Okay.
It's not
okay.
Pra plus Ru.
Yeah. Okay, that is you. Okay, that.
This is just pru. That's it. Pru, pru.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I thought like a ooh. Okay.
Prakshalayati is another example. Prakshalayati. Okay. Prakshalayati. Pra upasarga asti. Pra. Plus
Akshalayat.
Akshalayat.
So the past tense becomes just Prakshalayat. That's it. Okay.
No.
Prakshalayat.
Right.
Prakshalayat.
Prakshalayat. Vadati. Pravadati. Pravadati. इति एकं पदमस्ति प्रवदति इति पदमस्ति अधुना अस्य वदत कोऽपि प्रवदति पदस्य
प्रावदत्
प्रावदत् प्रावदत् प्र प्लस् अवदत् प्रावदत् एक समारोपयति 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 नाम कः अर्थः
टु प्लांट
नॉट जस्ट टु प्लांट समारोपयति नाम टु पुट समथिंग टु डिपॉजिट समथिंग इति अर्थः तावदेव टु प्लेस समथिंग ओके अत्र पश्यतु सम उपसर्गः अस्ति सम प्लस आरोपयति सम आरोपयति पदस्य भूतकाल रूपं किम् अस्ति
आरोपयत्
So we just have to get better at identifying what the prefix is.
You already did in the last class.
Yeah.
And I think it's not a question of just identifying, right? We need to be familiar with Sanskrit. Our vocabulary has to improve.
Yeah.
Because it's not always very evident what is an...
like adhivasati, parivasati, adhivasati. Okay. वसति इति पदं जानन्ति एव सर्वे अपि अधि प्लस् वसति अधि अवसत् इ प्लस् अ बिकम्स् वाट् या सो इट् बिकम्स् अध्य वसत् Clear?
What is adhivasati? What does adhivasati mean?
Adhivasati means to live, that's it.
Oh, same as vasati. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Parivasati, same thing. Parivasati means so, parivasati, pari plus avasat.
Pariyavasat.
Pariyavasat.
No, Pariyavasat. Why is Pariyavasat?
Oh, just Pariyavasat. Oh, okay. Sorry. Pariyavasat. Okay.
But we'll only remember it by doing Abhyasam, right?
That's no doubt there. Okay. Is this clear?
Excuse me. Yep. प्राप्नोत् तस्य रूपाणि कथं
अग्रिमे सप्ताहे तत्र ओकारः मध्ये अस्ति चेत् तत्र रूपाणि भिद्यन्ते ईषदिव इत्यस्मात् अग्रिमसप्ताहे अहं तत् प्रतिपादयिष्यामि आदौ अद्य तु केवलम् एवं स्मरन्तु अद्य यः परह्यः तथैव प्रपरह्यः तथैव श्वः परश्वः प्रपरश्वः एतत् पर्याप्तं रूपाणि ईषदिव परिचितानि भवन्तु अग्रिमसप्ताहे विस्तृतेन वयं कुर्मः What does yaha mean?
Yesterday. Yesterday.
Parahyaha?
A day before yesterday.
Parahyaha?
Two days before yesterday.
Shwaha, tatheva shwaha.
Today.
Parashwaha.
So, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Day after tomorrow. 2 days after tomorrow.
Pashantu, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 days in a week. First time, sir. We will discuss about this in detail next week. This is just an introduction to Bhutakala. Okay? Atra, remember, you have three flavors of Bhutakalam again. Three flavors. Anything today is called Adhyatana.
Adhyatana Bhutakala.
Bhuta. Anything before today is called
Anadhyatana.
And you have Paroksha.
Paroksha.
Good?
Yep.
Any questions?
Nasty.
Okay, so